Officials in Ferguson, Missouri say they've accepted the resignation of Darren Wilson. He's the white police officer who killed 18-year-old Michael Brown last August. This past week, a grand jury chose not to indict Wilson over Brown's death. That news set off days of sometimes violent protests. NPR's Sam Sanders has the latest.
On Saturday, Neil Bruntrager, Darren Wilson's attorney, released a short one-paragraph resignation letter to the media. It said Wilson was resigning for the safety of fellow officers and residents of Ferguson. Earlier today, Bruntrager went on Fox News Sunday to elaborate.
We got information yesterday directly from the chief in Ferguson that they had some information that suggested there were going to be acts taken against either members of the department or the department itself related to his continued employment.
A few hours later, James Knowles, the mayor of Ferguson, said he never asked Wilson to step down. But now Wilson is totally off the payroll.
He's no longer an employee here of the city of Ferguson, and there was no severance agreement for the extension of any kinds of payments or benefits.
Some say that's not enough.
He should have been, at bare minimum, fired.
That's Osaji Foseku. He came to Ferguson from Boston to protest, and he says there's more to be fixed in the Ferguson PD than just one officer.
His resignation brings no solace to this community in that this has never been about a bad apple, but it's been about a rotten system.
Sunday, Ferguson Mayor James Knowles said he's focused on changing the way things work.
Our number one goal is to bring together our police department and our community, to bridge the gap between those who feel there is a divide between them and law enforcement.
As part of bridging that gap, the mayor announced a four-point plan. First, a civilian review board to look at complaints against Ferguson police and provide citizen input to the force. Second, a, quote, police explorer program in local schools. Third, a scholarship program to recruit black candidates to the police force. It would require black officers to work in Ferguson for 2 years. And the mayor says the city will increase a stipend for Ferguson police officers who actually live in Ferguson from $100 to $300 a month. One local protester, Derek Robinson, says these announcements are a good step, but there needs to be change in more than just the police department.
I think it is very vital and important that we have a diversified police department, a diversified city council, a diversified city hall, and a diversified city.
Others say they'll keep protesting, and lawyers for the family of Michael Brown say they'll keep pursuing all legal avenues, including a possible civil wrongful death lawsuit against Darren Wilson. Sam Sanders, NPR News.